Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is luxury healing, baby. Luxury healing means that we mind the business that pays us, right? I'm not going to be out here spending a bunch of money on things that are just going to make me sad and I'm going to have buyer's remorse. I'm going to spend the money on things that make me feel good, people that, you know, make me feel good, and going places that make me feel good and things that resonate. Living is a luxury. Don't you think? When we're talking about luxury healing, some of us didn't even make it to hear this show. So I think that we all need to be cognizant of the fact that just to be living is a luxury. So when we talk about luxury healing, it's not always going to be cute. It's not always going to be free. Healing costs money. You think jail don't cost money? And when you're in an unhealed space and you go to jail, that costs money. You know, when you're in an unhealed space and you're doing things, you know, to your kids, or you're not paying your child support, or you're not paying your dues in the community, those things in the end will cost you money. That's a luxury that a lot of us don't have.
Y'all, I am here, and y'all know how I do. It is technically Wednesday, but it's Tell the Truth Tuesday. It's actually April 1st. It is my god sister's birthday, the beautiful one that just got married in that lavish Florida ceremony that we all broke our necks to be at before this pandemic hit. So I'm just thankful to be able to have spent that time with my entire family. So it is April 1st. It is April Fool's Day. I ain't even got nothing funny to fucking tell y'all because it's terrible out there right now. Shit is bad. So I always talk about how, because today's show is about me, so we're gonna talk about what the fuck I've been doing. So I'm going to be honest with y'all. This pandemic has really not changed my lifestyle at all. I still get up. I still do the same shit I do every day. The only thing it's given me is a little bit more time to, like, clean and organize and do things the way I would do, because I'm so compartmentalized in my life that when I get up, it's get the baby out to school, which he's not a baby. My baby turned 16 years old yesterday, so we had a nice celebration for that. We're going to get to that. And he was so excited right at midnight. He's like, I'm 16, you know. And I feel bad for him because, you know, it was supposed to be this big lavish party. We were supposed to have, like, this big restaurant situation with the sushi. You know, he's supposed to get his car, you know, his truck. And then, you know, mommy was going to go get her car, my truck. And so it just turned into more of, like, a family-like celebration, which we have done over the years, especially in time of, you know, financial not, you know, when I didn't have it, you know. So pretty much every year he gets a custom cake from Miss Mary. Her prices are amazing. She did the laptop cake, the beach cake. She's done a cake of my titties before. She's done a Rolex cake for my family because my stepfather's birthday is the day after mine. So, I mean, we've been going to her probably for the last 10 years since I've been here. So that was, you know, because right now what I'm doing is I'm trying to stimulate other small businesses that I know may have taken a hit. So things that I may not normally order or go through or get, I'm trying to either barter with people and say, hey, I'll give you this if you give me that, and just a way to be able to, you know, promote their stuff online on my Instagram, at miss.d.scott. I know a lot of y'all were trying to find me on Facebook, and there's actually a Denise Scott on Facebook that's actually, like, her whole ass is out. That's definitely not me. I mean, not that I don't put my ass out sometimes, but usually I'm at a beach or in a pool or something, but the one with the ass out is definitely not me. And Facebook is really, I have probably about 450 requests that are just sitting there, that some of them go back 9 years, 10 years, 11 years, 4 years, 2 years. If I don't know you pretty much personally, or if I can't look at your mutuals and tell where we know each other, then I usually don't accept you on my Facebook, because that's actually where, like, my family is. My page is actually private, so if you're ever on my page and you see things and me posting, I specifically put that there for people to see. So don't ever think that you're on my page and it's public, because it's not, because I've gone years. Matter of fact, I deleted Facebook at one point. I deactivated it. So here's what's going on in the last 7 days. So I didn't do a church show because right now people don't want to hear it. You know, people are terrified. This was an especially weird week for a lot of people because not knowing whether that stimulus bill was going to pass, which affects, I mean, it affects us all, but just a lot of us, y'all, because I'm not going to say us, did not prepare. You know, a lot of us, you know, and it's funny because a lot of us put these manifestations into the universe. Oh, I can't wait till this person, the shoe was on the other foot, and I can't wait. Like, right now what's happening in the world is literally the shoe was on the other motherfucking foot. We are now, which I have always looked out for fast food workers, mechanics. My sister's a mechanic. We sent her to school for that. You know, motherfuckers that work in the dollar store and shit like that. There is nothing to smile, say hello, how you doing? You know, I've always appreciated the guy that brings my groceries out to my car if I'm at Wegmans or if I'm at, you know, True Value Hardware, whatever. Those positions are considered essential right now. My position as the owner of 716 CBD, because I can do deliveries, is also essential. So I'm allowed out the house. But my schedule, literally, when I tell y'all this, has not changed. I go grocery shopping once a week. You will never, I don't hit the malls. I do a lot of online shopping now, especially now since I know my sizes and, you know, whatever. I just avoid humans like the plague anyway, because I just feel like I don't like unnecessary conversations. I don't want to run into people. I don't like it. I very, very rarely get dressed. So when y'all see me online popping out in L.A. and popping out in Vegas and was in L.A. 2 times in 2 weeks, that's really how I live my life. It used to be Atlanta. You know, then we were going back and forth to Toronto a lot because we have a spot up there. I really don't leave my house. So what this has done is allowed me to get organized, allowed me to ship out some orders, allowed me to go down the list of people that I would like to bless with products. Y'all know I make a very powerful elderberry tincture that takes 6 weeks to curate. So a lot of people came out with the coronavirus. So y'all know my baby Slim Thug came out with it. And I say my baby in the sense of, like, you know, I've had a crush on him since, like, the 90s and then ended up at his brunch, so on and so forth. But that's not my people. He's very single and sugar daddy-ish. That's the type of shit he does. However, I actually was in communication with his homeboy, Rico, and that's how we ended up going to the brunch and whatnot. So he's got some elderberry. Asada Jones, she is a singer, beautiful singer. She looks like she could be my daughter, actually. Blonde, curly hair. She caught the coronavirus. She's down there in New Orleans. She's getting a gift pack. Chris Zoe and her sister Sierra Rogers out on the West Coast, Siggy B, Alexis Saphir, they're all on the West Coast. They're getting a package because the two girls just came back from Italy. So in my mind, I'm thinking business. Like, who can I give a product to that's actually going to use it? And it's not even really for them to ad drop me. It's not really for them to do anything other than this is what I can do. I'm not giving no money to no motherfuckers that didn't save their own fucking money, because I got my own family to feed, but I will provide product and services to people that are on the front lines. Keisha's got, I mean, I had, I want to say, like, 30 orders that had to go out in a day, because, you know, you have your teachers that are on the front line that are still distributing laptops and meals to kids. I have one of my best friends is a principal up in Virginia. Another one of my friends is working, you know, in the federal building in Dallas. Like, so there's people out there that actually need shit. So when I hear people complaining, and you know what's crazy? It's funny because a lot of the people that are suffering the most are people I don't give a fuck about anyway, because you didn't do what the fuck you were supposed to do, not by the universe, not by your children, not by your mama, not by your spouses, not by anybody. So the people that are suffering the most are the people that had to have that new car. They are the people that thought that, you know, oh, I'll just fuck her. I'll just go get another bitch. Well, what's that bitch doing now? Because pioneer bitches is, you know, bitches that got their own eyebrows. Some of you motherfuckers look like wet rats, like literally. You understand what I'm saying? You should be ashamed of yourself. But you know what? To you men, fuck y'all too. Because you know why? Y'all supported these bitches and y'all allowed these little girls to think that they was the bee's knees and now they unidentifiable. You don't know who the fuck they are. You don't know what the fuck's going on. And now you're starting to think about your poor dick management, your poor dick discernment. A lot of you women are sitting there thinking about your poor pussy management. I did a show for y'all almost a year ago where I talked about poor pussy management. That show was getting like 1,000 listens a day, okay, which in my world is a big deal, you know, because y'all sit up and y'all lay with people that you know damn well if something was to happen, you can't call that person. If I listen, rule number one, don't be a hoe. But rule number two, if you, and I've told y'all this before, if you got to go sleep with 2 and 3 different dudes to get one thing done, your box is trash. You ain't got no type of mental telepathy, no type of hypnosis. You have no game. You have no, it's trash. Your box is trash. Because if a motherfucker really fucks with you like that, he ain't got to call you every day. Mine does. Mine has to call me every day. And I'm going to say this online because I know he's probably listening. You broke pattern. And the minute that, especially black men, start breaking pattern, there's some other shit that's going on. So unless you could talk to me about somebody in your family had the corona or something else, I don't want to hear shit. So you just was happy for a few days and you felt like you didn't need to call me or whatever, whatever. I'm just using this as an example. Bitch, then we can go another 3 to 5 business days and not speak. And then it's just going to get to a point where I don't answer your phone calls at all. Now you got what you asked for. You know, I'm in a space where I get tired of people dumping on me. So a lot of times when you have, like, healing properties, I won't say a healer, but a lot of times when you have healing properties and people come to you, you know, to hear the truth or to tell their truth, you know, people think they can just dump on you and you don't get to react or you don't get to use them in the same way that you're using people. If you have to consistently call me because somebody's calling you a dumbass nigga, a stupid-ass bitch, or this, that, and the third, and you don't react to that person, but you want to come dump on me, bitch, that's abuse, and I'm not fucking here for that. I'm not a fucking a dumpster site. You understand what I'm saying? So you ain't going to dump your seed in me, and you definitely ain't going to dump all these fucking problems on me. I don't lick wounds that I did not create. I don't. So if that bitch is pissing you the fuck off or whatever is going on with you, you deal with that shit. My time with you is completely separate and different. If these bitches in the street got you out here feeling like you that motherfucker, cool, pay all their bills, but make sure you chop me out for mine too. See, and the problem is, another problem with poor pussy management, you broads allowed these dudes to sit up there and fuck with you for free. And by free, I don't mean that he should leave you money on the dresser or nothing like that. But if he see your car getting ready to get expired, your wheels is bald, your goddamn edges is falling out, he can't give you no money for castor oil. I'm used to somebody being like, yo, if you don't go get your goddamn tires on your car, because I don't pay attention to shit like that. I had a father, I have brothers, I have a sister. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not my thing. I'll feed you, make sure you good, make sure you ate 3 meals today and 2 snacks and have beverages and, you know, you're hydrated. That's my job. That's what I do. I make sure money's coming in and money is where it needs to be. Your job is to be a man. And a lot of you men forgot how to be men. And that's why you stuck with the bras that you stuck with, because you did not teach them how to survive. See, the thing is that the reason I named the show Breaking Pattern is because a lot of y'all manifested, like I said, this shit. I hate my job. Cool. Universe said, I'm going to take it from you. I don't make enough money. Universe said, cool, I'm going to take that from you so that you could. Like, everything is about being humble right now. And a lot of you motherfuckers are not being humble. You're not realizing, I hate this bitch. Now God said, word, you hate her, why don't you tell her instead of telling me? And put you in a situation where you have to be there. There is going to be so much domestic abuse and the abuse of babies and shit like that, because you people have to really sit in your shit now and really sit there and exact these relationships that you keep putting on us on Valentine's Day and on Christmas with your matching pajamas. I'm drinking my Kratom. You know, I don't think that you guys put those pictures out there to try to make everybody feel bad, but a lot of you women do that shit on some na-na-na-na-boo-boo type shit, and it's like, bitch, if I released my DMs, if I released my text messages and phone calls, a lot of you bitches would be upset. But I learned not to do that, because you know what I learned? Women are so competitive. Y'all don't give us enough credit. We should have really been the gladiators, the women, okay? A woman will find out that you fuck with her dude, right? And still fuck with the dude, wish all kinds of bad on you, not realizing that I don't owe you shit. Your man is the one that owed you the loyalty. He owed you to put a condom on. He owed you to do all this shit. I don't know you and I don't care about you at all. Because nobody cared about me in my marriage. Nobody cared about me when I had a man either. Everything is a free-for-all. Men are as faithful as their options. They are, because we don't hold them accountable. We don't hold them accountable. So why are we answering phone calls? So, for example, I got a text message, and it was from somebody that I had, you know, very briefly dated, and he was saying that he had at one point been exposed to the coronavirus. Now, this person lives in a whole other state, whatever, whatever. And I was like, wow, damn. Then I thought about it. His financial freedom is based upon his job and being in large groups of people, right? And that must have devastated him even just for 2 weeks. But then I thought about how much I hated him. Well, not hated him, but how much I despised him and had thrown his ass in a jar. Listen, I washed my hands of the situation. Not that I wish coronavirus on you, but I wished that you could feel what I felt when I found out you was a motherfucking liar. You understand what I'm saying? And now you feeling it alone, okay? When we sit up there and a lot of you come to me, can you do this to this person? Can you do that to that person? No, and I always tell you that the power is within you. The power, the sword is mightier than the tongue is mightier than the sword, okay? And I've told y'all before, an old Jay-Z quote, you don't kill a man and leave him bleeding. You kill a man and leave him breathing. You have to let people watch you ascend, right? I don't care. Listen, don't blow up my phone because nobody's coming to visit you. Don't blow up my phone because you bored and this person is not talking to you no more. You're dumping on me. I don't fucking appreciate it. If you were not fucking talking to me in the last 3 to 6 business fucking months, do not call my phone. I don't give a fuck about you at all. I'm worried about, matter of fact, I'm not even worried. I'm concerned in taking care of my fucking family, okay? If you didn't contribute to this household in the last 3 to 6 business months or at any time at all, there's one person, like I said, that contributed. But once I paid my debt back to that man, as far as thank you for, you know, looking out when this happened and this, this, and this, and then when I'm in my new situation looking at it like, motherfucker, you really didn't do that much at all. But I am thankful for what you did do. So for that, I'll make sure that X, Y, and Z is taken care of, and that's it. I don't owe you shit else. Y'all got to stop acting like just because y'all act like y'all ain't never been bored before. You don't know what the fuck to do with yourself when you don't have nothing to do. Bitch, do nothing. Them motherfuckers text you. You can cordially text back because you want to be human and because you're over it. I'm not telling you to hold on to anger. What I am telling you is to hold on to the fact that whatever financial situation you're in, whatever living situation you're in, whatever romantic situation you're in, if that person didn't put you in that position, fuck them. You cannot talk to them right now. You literally can't afford it. Some of y'all are out of jobs and shit like that. I would not be worried about no man unless he was giving me a job. Some of y'all are worried about what the next bitch is doing. I would not be worried about no bitch that gets wigs from China, lashes from Japan and everywhere else. She's going to be ugly in a minute. I would not be worried about what the fuck she was doing. This girl over here look like she get money. That's another thing. A lot of you stores are out of pocket as fuck. A lot of you, like, small business owners that you know, thrive off the internet, y'all out of pocket as fuck trying to discount shit and put shit on sale. People are not buying nothing right now. There is no reason for y'all to be putting shit on sale, and Little Duval said it the best. He said, I don't discount my shit. Like me, I give a sale maybe 3-4 times a year. Like a buy one, get one free. And it's not because I have a bunch of product. It's just because I know that some of y'all like to stock up during that time and will literally wait for that sale, the buy one, get one free sale. But I had to stop doing that on certain products because it doesn't make sense. I'm already bottom barrel. My shea butters go for $44, and I believe my 8 ounces go for $77. We have a new lemon meringue souffle that hasn't been added on there yet, but it's already sold out. So you see what I'm saying? My prices reflect the work that I'm putting in because those have 400 milligrams of CBD in it. I can't give you that shit. I'm not able to do that. Some elderberry, I don't have a problem giving somebody a little 2 ounce, like whatever, whatever, especially if they sold into me before. So the last batch I had, which was probably about 30 batches, that whole thing was already earmarked for people that were repeat customers, like the lady I told you bought 40 ounces in Canada. She was like, get me on the next batch, things like that. I don't offer sale items because I never overmarked my shit in the first place. And if I didn't learn nothing else from Shark Tank was when a dude on there from FUBU was saying, this is when I first got into the retail industry when I was selling zero fucks, zero F-U-X. And he was like, you know, don't go having a lot of inventory, because when you have a lot of inventory, that's really all your company is worth, is whatever inventory that you have. He said, so at one point, FUBU, for us, by us, was only worth 1,000 T-shirts that I had printed out in my basement. He said it wasn't worth. I've been online every motherfucking day buying dumb shit because it's $3. You know what I'm saying? Not because I have it, but just because I know these shits ain't going to be this price, you know, when we come out of this, and we will come out of this. But what I'm not going to do is spend part of my day worried about people that ain't been fucking worried about me. And when I say y'all motherfuckers are aggressive, y'all are aggressive. What the fuck you want to talk to me for? And then you know what's crazy? My old man acting stupid while all these motherfuckers calling and trying to get in contact with me. I'm just worried about my old man, making sure, like, you all right, watching the news. See, people automatically think, because I'm a Cancerian, that I'm just this jealous, crazy person. No, I'm fucking psychotic. I have mental health issues, which means that a lot of the shit that people care about, especially women, I don't give a fuck about, right? I care about if I'm safe. I care about do we have some money. I care about are we fucking, and I care about are you fucking other people. That's really all I care about. And do you love me? That's all I care about, right? So if I don't hear from my old man and, like, and we have, you know, I talk to him every day. If I don't hear from your ass in, like, 3 days, bitch, I'm thinking you was dissolved in, like, some tub of acid or something happened to you or something like that. I don't automatically think, like, oh, he's fucking with other people. But now, because I'm starting to notice a pattern, you know, when I start noticing a pattern with somebody that I'm dealing with, cool, I'm going to let you have it. Stitch the whole blanket then, bitch. Because at this point, like, I get turned off so easily by people because I don't need you. No man, I have literally put myself in a position where I literally don't need a man to come into my life and do anything. You here literally for fucking decorations. You're some earrings right now, right? But do I want you? Absolutely. Absolutely. But a necessity? No. Like, I appreciate anything that any man does for me, but let's just keep it G. You men have to understand that just because this is where they get tricked, because they know I be in the house, they know all I do is work, literally 24 hours a day, I might get 6 hours of sleep. I'm constantly creating. I'm constantly doing. I have a ghost right over here. I got a book that has to be done. I got 30 to 50 orders that got to go out. And you know why I'm still being blessed right now? Because I blessed other people when I fucking didn't have it. A lot of you were stingy. A lot of you was out here, you know, withholding the pussy and shit like that from dudes. Nah, he don't want it now. Now that motherfucker trying to eat, and it ain't your ass. You understand what I'm saying? If you serve of no purpose, you can't be in my life right now. I had to tell my girlfriend this. I said, I would not be talking to nobody that couldn't help me. If they couldn't get me a book, a bottle of wine, fucking give me some money, something like that. And then some of you bitches, y'all sat up there and y'all withheld the pussy for so long that now cats don't even want it. You have no barter. There's no bartering now because now they don't want you. They sitting inside with the house, with the broad that they know is the earner. They sitting in the house with the breadwinner. So all that extra shit that everybody was doing in summer getting ready to come, all y'all starting to act fucking stupid right now. Don't call my motherfucking phone. Don't call my phone. And that's another common misconception. Just because I don't answer the phone don't mean motherfuckers ain't calling. Just because I don't answer text messages don't mean motherfuckers ain't texting. You know, just like back in the day they used to always say, what you won't do, somebody else will. You don't want to pay me no attention? Fine. Somebody will pay me to fucking talk to me. This is a fact. And I told y'all before, age has nothing to do with it. I don't care if I'm 175 years old with the red motorized wheelchair with the scooter joint. Somebody going to always want to fuck with somebody who is the light, who shines, who brings them peace, who don't fucking bother them. Y'all be liking these bras that be fucking agitating you and trying to fight. Like my old man. My old man likes to fight. That's what he likes to do. He likes to not fight but like bicker, because he attributes me being angry or me being upset with she loves me. no, bitch, you're irritating the fuck out of me, and I'm about to just cut you the fuck off. That's what I'm known for. That's what I'm known for. They'd be like, this bitch really just did not talk to me ever again. Didn't even, oh, Judge Judy ass bitch, didn't even give me a chance to fucking, because I don't care now. Because I only like to warn a motherfucker one time. Like, hey, I really don't like when you do that, da-da-da-da-da. Bitches gonna come, bitches gonna go. I could deal with bitches. I can't deal with people breaking pattern, right? Because I don't break pattern. And it's funny, I'm trying to remember who the fuck I was talking to, and they were talking about women, about how we are the better cheaters of the species because of the fact that women don't break pattern. Women will still do the exact same shit every day. And it was funny because there was that Tyler Perry movie, and it was some real deep shit. And I know y'all hate Tyler Perry, but you got to get a man credit. Like, the man has a lot of material. So I just pull from it the parts that are funny or resonate with me. And he's phenomenal in some aspects. And remember that Why Did I Get Married? And he was saying to the girl, he was like, you know, what happened on March 16th? And she's like, what are you talking about? He was like, because you took a little bit extra getting your hair done that day. He's like, you wore some perfume. You wore this specific bra. That motherfucker said, he was like, let me tell you something. He said, when you go to sleep, he said, I'm so in tune with you, our hearts beat at the same time. I said, oh, shit. See, dudes be stalkers, too. And now is the time that we're going to see who really gives a fuck and who really don't. So, like, if I feel like, you know, you don't give a fuck about me, you ain't trying to risk it all to come out the quarantine and see me or whatever, we're going to keep the same energy the minute that it gets above 80 degrees and a bitch stop wearing clothes. Started wearing less and going out more. My job ain't going to resume probably my actual job, my real job, because remember I told you I got 5, but my actual real job, shit, my job probably ain't going to resume till like, July. Bitch, it's lit. We are chilling. Okay? At the end of the day, there's never going to be a shortage of people that want to eat my ass. There's never going to be a shortage of people that would like to taste the rainbow again. There's never going to be a shortage. And I said people, because let me tell you something. Girls be capping, too. Don't forget that part, too. I got a young lady right now that I was on a date with somebody, and she came and asked me could she give me some brains. I was like, wait, no, sweetheart, no, baby, I'm not drunk. Oh, God, no, I'm not gay. Like, that's why I posted that Ari Lennox video where she was telling people she wasn't gay. She actually likes dick or whatever. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel sometimes so slighted when I'm trying to be in relationships with people or trying to be good to people or trying to be not so much faithful to people, because I'm not faithful to my old man because that's what I have to do. You know what I'm saying? I'm faithful to my old man because it's just not in my nature to be a whore. But what my old man doesn't understand is because, you know, he's older, not that much, but he is older than me the next decade. He doesn't understand that, like, the moment I stop having fun with it, I'm done with it. And out of sight really is out of mind. So if you're not doing, like, the sweet little things, and he's not computer savvy, so he's not the type that's going to be like, here's a Cash App or I sent you, you know, something in the mail. Like, he doesn't, that's not what he does. He's a physical person because he's a Scorpio, right? So Scorpio is the symbolism of death and sex, which a lot of people think death means dying. No, it means rebirth. But he's a fixed sign, which means that that's his fucking way. He's a water sign, but he's a fixed sign. I'm a cardinal sign, which means I change things. So the way that you are acting has to change, because if it doesn't change, I'm not going to fuck with you. You will lose me, and that will be it. And I don't, listen, I'm very schizophrenic when it comes to dating. Like, if you make me feel some type of way, like, more than one time, or I feel unloved, or I feel unwanted, or I feel like, you know, this is, and listen, I'm going to tell you something else. I don't give a fuck what your situation is. I don't give a fuck if you work 28 hours a day. I don't care if you have 12, 16 kids. Motherfucker, carve out a space for me. And if you can't do that, bitch, I'm going to remember that, because then when I stop answering phone calls now, this is why I always almost die when I leave relationships. Because niggas always forget about the shit that they did to me, that I was like, this hurts my feelings, or I was worried, or, you know, this happened, and I'm never a cheater. That's what I'm saying, girls. You don't got to cheat on these niggas. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Let me give you some game. It hurts them worse when they find out this bitch didn't even leave me for nobody. She just don't want me. Ooh, that's hurtful. That's so hurtful. you know, and they can't take it. A man can never take the pain that they give to us. They can't take that. So I don't want you guys breaking your pattern. Right? I know we in quarantine. That does not mean that you stalk your ex on Facebook and see what his raggedy ass is doing, because then you're going to get sucked in. And if you're like me, you've been drinking some wine, you know, and next thing you know, you're having a conversation with somebody that you threw in a jar. Why are you doing that? Why are you doing that? A lot of this shit that you wish would happen to people is happening now, bitch. You sat there and y'all said, I hope this motherfucker see how raggedy and dirty and dingy she is. He's seeing it now. Let them suffer. Y'all ain't no real gods. Y'all just out here still doing king and queen type shit. No, listen, I'm not saying I want to see people suffer, but I love to see what people sold. I am proud of anybody that I don't fuck with, that you really made an honest living and you really went out here and you did the damn thing and you were helping people along the way. I don't hate none of my exes, but I don't fuck with none of them. None of them. You understand what I'm saying? Like, we're not friends. Like, don't call me. Don't ask me for shit. Listen, I just did this, like, not that long ago, where two motherfuckers still call to this day from different numbers, unknowns, privates, like, all type of shit. I'm not fucking with you, and I don't have to give you a reason. You don't have to give people a reason. Now, if it's on your heart because something is coming to you, like I'm getting a download that I need to send something out of state for somebody's parents, I'm getting a download that I need to do that. So I'm going to do that. It doesn't matter whether I fuck with you or not. I'm going to send that to your parents. But when you're getting a download, because sometimes it could be that person's sick or that person's dying, but I'm going to be honest with you. Anybody that I used to fuck with, if you sick or dying, that's on you, bitch. Be with the person that was fucking helping you during your dying times. I have no sympathy for people that didn't have sympathy for me when they were taking from me. Because when you take my time, you're taking my time away from my child. When you take my money, which I don't give niggas money, I told y'all that before, I will hook my dude up. Like, I will go and shop for him and, like, whatever, whatever. But, I brought my old man some things, but my old man has dropped guap on me, too. Way more guap. But the point of the matter is that when I see things that I think that he would like, then I go and I do that. But the problem with my old man is that I think that he's very confused about who I am. And so we're still, like I said, like, we're only 6 months in, like, knowing each other, like, 4 months into, like, a pseudo type of relationship. But he doesn't understand yet that he does not run shit. He doesn't. And he thinks he does, but he doesn't. I do everything I do because that's just what type of broad I am. I'm not a dirty bitch. Like, that's not what I do. And at the end of the day, if he breaks pattern, he already knows that this is going to put me in a position where I don't want to fucking talk to you. And now he's going to get upset because when he wants to talk, now I don't want to talk. And communication is a big issue with him. He's a big baby. All men are babies, but this one especially is a big baby. He just wants to lay. He just wants to hug, and he just wants to touch you. It's not even really a sexual thing with him. He'll take some pussy, but I'm just saying, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he just wants to be loved on. Well, I can't love on you, bitch, if every time I turn around, you be doing these disappearing acts. So I always tell men, like, try to keep your pattern the same. I have said this 1 million times. I am a thoughtful bitch. I am a thoughtful motherfucker. If you feel like you about to have some bad days, because this is the month of April, and if y'all been listening to the show long enough, you know that April is typically not a good month for me, especially the end of the month. I will tell a motherfucker, yo, I'm about to have a bad couple of days. I'm gonna just talk to you next week. We could try to talk and, like, you know, text here and there, but I don't require too much. So when I don't require too much and you still can't even do what the fuck the little bit that I required you to do, just check in, like, everything okay, then, boy, fuck you. And now, because I told you, I start all men at 100%. You sound bitter. No, I'm not fucking bitter. I'm better. What I do, I start them out at 100%. When you start doing little stupid fuck shit, then you get reduced. And then at that point, it's just nothing, and now we just don't answer phone calls no more. I don't give a fuck. 95% of the dudes that I've ever fucked with don't even know where I really live at. You may know where my mama be at. You may know where my other crib is at, but you don't know. Matter of fact, no, you don't know where my other crib is at. But you don't know where I actually lay my motherfucking head at. You don't. So what you going to do? Nothing. And I'm not at work, so it's not like you could just pop up at my job. So I think that in this time, people have to choose their actions wisely. If there's so many minutes in a day, and a man can't take 5 minutes out of his time to call you or to text you and entertain you, see how you doing, make sure everything's okay, knowing that, you know, this pandemic is going on, that's not the dude for you. And you need to remember that when people allow back outside, okay? I don't have no type of sympathy for people that dig themselves in holes with me, because I give you more than enough opportunity to not do that, friendships and otherwise. You know, I have to stop talking to some people because their energy is low right now. I can't deal with that. I can't deal with you and your shit and then dealing with my shit, feeling bad for my kid because his 16th birthday had to be celebrated in-house. Yes, it saved me thousands of dollars, but that's not how I envisioned it when I gave birth on that day 16 years ago. So, y'all, let's just keep it G. Stop emailing and texting motherfuckers that you know goddamn well you're breaking pattern. Y'all was doing good. Y'all was like, fuck these hoes, fuck these Negroes, you know, fuck these broads. And then all of a sudden, now y'all are answering text messages. Don't let boredom get you fucked up. Don't let boredom put you in a situation where you out here talking to people that you know damn well you weren't talking to 6 months ago. Don't do it, because it's a trap, and now you're breaking pattern. Typically, when I talk about breaking pattern, I'm talking about people that are in relationships, but I'm actually right now talking about the fact that you were doing good, y'all was doing good, not talking to these people that literally didn't have nothing to do with you. So you have to remember that when they call in and texting your phone. You don't have to tell nobody why you don't talk to them no more. You don't have to tell nobody, hey, I'm not fucking with you no more. Why would you tell somebody that? Why would you tell somebody that? I'm not. I'm just not going to fucking talk to you. And that's just it. And you could figure out what the fuck you did. And then we could talk in 3 to 5 business years. And the people that laugh, right, and think it's a joke, there are motherfuckers right now that be like, yo, I was out of communication with this bitch for like 8 years. Like, she really just one day woke up and did not talk to me no more. And I don't give a fuck whether we got money in common or whatever the fuck is going on. That's my old man texting me now. I'm not fucking talking to him. I don't care what we have going on right now. At the end of the day, if contracts are signed, everybody gets what they get. But you don't have to break pattern to talk to people that already broke you the first time. You don't have to talk to broads that only call you when they want dick or they want some money. Right now, we in a time where everybody should just be around family, and I get that. But if you can't even call people and check up on them over the course of 6 months, don't call and check up on them now, because you didn't give a fuck whether they lived or died anyway. And stop being a fucking ambulance and hearse. Agitating that is when you know that you ain't spoke to nobody or talked to nobody in months, and all of a sudden you offer me all these condolences. Bitch, if you don't get the fuck out my face. I said that publicly when my mother passed away. I said, if you ain't seen my mama in the last 1 year, do not come to this motherfucking funeral. We will have security at the door and you will be escorted the fuck out. I treated my mama's funeral like the club, okay, because I knew that my mother suffered. So if you've already been suffering in your own hell, why the fuck would you allow somebody to come in and cause you some more hell? Do not break your pattern. You ain't been talking to that motherfucker, don't. If you feel strong enough that you can just keep the text messages to one-word responses and things of such, then you can do it. But I don't teach y'all to be self-sufficient and strong women and men for y'all to turn around and go back to the same motherfucker and they can suck you in by saying, you know, you was just on my mind and this, this, and this. Keep that shit real brief. Keep that shit real cute. And just remember, what about them motherfuckers that you didn't like? And then just go on that. You have other shit to be worried about besides somebody raggedy son or somebody raggedy daughter.
Broad niggas, y'all niggas, that's that shit I don't like. Yo shit, make believe, rapping about my own life. Woo! That's rare, nigga. Woo! Ric Flair, nigga. Woo! The power's in my hair, nigga. Woo! I get this beat to tear, nigga. Soho, a Tribeca, three hoes, trifecta, dope money, coke money, shoe blow, my watch better, my pen's better, you don't write. Trendsetter, you clone like. Pay homage or caves vomit. Ungrateful niggas I don't like. Rah!
A fuck nigga, that's that shit I don't like.
Bang bang.
A snitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like.
Bang bang.
A bitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like.
they dig Christ. They wanna find me not breathing like they found Mike. A girl will run her mouth only out of spite, but I never hit a woman, never in my life. I was in too deep like Mekhi Fife, and that pussy so deep I could've drowned twice. Rose gold, Jesus peace with the brown ice. Eating good vegetarian with the brown rice. Girls kissing girls, cause it's hot, right? But unless they use a strap on, then they not dykes. They ain't about that life, they ain't about that life. We hanging out the window, it's about to be a Suge night. Free bump, Jay, real nigga for life. Shout out to Dead Rose, man, that nigga nice. Shout out to L.E.P., Jay Boogie, right? Chief, Chief King Louis, this is Shy, right? Right?
A punk nigga, that's that shit I don't like. A snitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like. A bitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like. Sneak this up, that's that shit I don't like. Don't like, don't like, don't like. A snitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like. Fake Gucci, that's that shit I don't like. Smoking on his dope, higher than a kite. This bitch gon' knock me down, she gon' let me fight. Minnesota, that's that nigga that I like. I don't want relations, I just want one night. Cause a thirsty bitch, that's that shit that I don't like. I got tats up on my arm, cause this shit is life. And I smash on a bunch of clothes, cause I'm living life. I come up on the scene, and I'm still in life. Bitch, I'm how life got me feeling right. Bitch, I'm Chief Keef, fuck who don't like. And bitch, we GBE, we just gon' sight. A fuck nigga, that's that shit I don't like. A snitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like. A bitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like.
Shot down deep, that's
that shit I don't like.
Wow. We are not one and the same. Nigga, I'm fucking insane. Fuck is you saying? Yo ass been doing the same. Shit, not doing what you saying. Dang, I saw your old bitch, she was fucking the lane. Turn one hoe to a train. Blow, bling. My niggas holding that pain. I just hope you been praying. Bang, bang. Riding for my niggas and it's for life. High class, I'm just surrounded by these low lights. And I run this bitch like it's no light. Going hard the whole night, cause I ain't going back to my old life, I promise.
A fuck nigga, that's that shit I don't like. A snitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like. A bitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like. Sneak this up, that's that shit I don't like.
I done sold purple, I done sold white, white. Running out of work, that's that shit I don't like. She never let me hit, nah. She gave me dome twice. She blowing up my phone, that's that bitch I don't like. Nah, jean jacket with the sleeves cut. Put the pressure on them just when they think that I eased up. 30 for the Cuban, another 30 for the